This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Open the eyes of our hearts, Lord Christ, that we might perceive your presence even now, and continue to open our lives so that we can continue to be your presence in this world. In your name we pray. Amen. Paul tells us today, debauchery, licentiousness, quarreling, and jealousy. Sounds like Black Friday. As we say in liturgical circles, Happy New Year. We celebrate the new liturgical year beginning with this first Sunday of Advent. If you are new to the Episcopal Church, we, like most other major Christian denominations, begin our liturgical calendar with Advent each year. And in our cycle of gospel readings that we hear, there are three cycles: year A, year B, year C. We just concluded year C, where we heard so much from Luke's gospel. Now we go back to year A, which is Matthew's year. And hence, today we hear Matthew's first Advent gospel. When we think about the gospels, we usually always say the evangelist's names in that order: Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, because that's the way they appear in our Bibles. And one would think at first glance that we do that because that's the order in which they were written, which in the early days people thought that Matthew's gospel was the first one written. But we know now through scholarly research that it wasn't, because Matthew borrowed a lot of his material from Mark's gospel. Mark's is the first one. Matthew comes after that. And it is an amazing one for us to be starting this Advent season with. Why? Well, it's hidden behind the screen right now, but today is traditionally looked at as the Sunday of hope as we begin this Advent season. And Matthew's gospel is a gospel of hope. Matthew writes his gospel, his intended audience are the Christians who happen to be Jews. The Jews had been hoping for this Messiah. And so Matthew really bridges the Old Testament into the New Testament because he tries to make it clear to them that they should have hope, because, you know, you've been waiting for centuries and centuries for this Messiah. He has come in Jesus. And so that's why in Matthew's gospel, if you remember the beginning of it, there's that long genealogy that he's got in there. So-and-so begat so-and-so begat so-and-so begat so-and-so, and it comes down to finally, and Joseph, and then Jesus. Because he wants them to understand from the get-go, you should have hope because this Messiah has come. And so in this gospel that we just heard, it is surrounding this, what we call an apocalyptic teaching that he's giving, that they are questioning Jesus' authority. And they say earlier on in the gospel that, Jesus, you are doing this, healing these people, because you are using the power of Beelzebul, the devil. And it's interesting because there's this imagery of the devil as stealing away life like a thief in the night. And this talk that Jesus gives today is almost to sort of counter that. You think Satan can be a thief in the night. God in Jesus is a thief in the night, stealing life back for us. Hope. This is what is important for us today. Now, usually in the Advent season, we talk about three ways in which we are getting ready. We are getting ready to remember the historical coming of Jesus when he came as the incarnate Word. We are getting ready, as we heard in this gospel, that there is going to be a second coming, that Jesus someday will come back. And then there is this third way in which we get our hearts ready for Jesus' presence in our midst right now. And this last one that I mentioned is really the one that is most important for us practically. After all, Jesus even tells us in the gospel today, he doesn't even know when he's coming back, only the Father knows. But it is not our job to worry about that, not to worry about anything, but just to be ready. To be ready. Because he will come at an unexpected hour. Now, we can think of this in terms of a scary thing a little bit, but it is not intended to be that at all. When we think of it in terms of this image of Jesus coming like a thief in the night, it's because he doesn't want us to miss the unexpected blessings that will be there for those who are prepared to see them, to experience them. Now, this is a very practical thing that we talk about every Advent here at St. Joseph's. And I found this little video that I'm going to show you shortly that I think helps us to put everything into the proper perspective. If you were here on Thanksgiving, we talked about the perspective of gratitude that we are called to have. And it's a perspective of gratitude that calls us to look closer in, to actually have gratitude for those small things in life that we can sometimes forget, but then also to step back and have the big perspective, to appreciate life in the big picture as well. This video, I think, will help us to make that point.
I'm alive! I'm alive!
Yeah?
Yeah! Oh, yeah! Hey, Christine! You're here too! Mm. I love you!
I know!
Dad, what's happening?
Honey, the power works! It's coming, it goes on and off! Whatever we want! We've got clean water!
Oh, that's great! Look at that!
Ooh. I bet I know what this does!
Rain down the glorious water!
Ah, shoes. Oh, what do we got here, guys?
Food!
I love food. What? A big food? Do you not have work? This is awesome! Look, listen here.
Dee? The what?
Jack, be careful!
I have a car! Did you guys see this?
Yeah, you have a car!
Oh, a car!
And don't forget your coffee!
You're the best.
It is a good thing that just on the heels of Thanksgiving, we enter into the Advent season, because it is that attitude of gratitude that is the thing that should inspire us to approach this season from the proper perspective. Did you notice in that first reading we heard from Isaiah, there's something that's a little different. The prophet Isaiah says that he saw the Word. Now, we usually don't think about us seeing words. We usually talk about hearing words. Perhaps there's a clue there for us that our ministry in this season is to see the Word and to help other people to see the Word. How do we help people to do that? Well, if we were going to continue this reading that we just heard, Jesus tells some other parables as to how to do that. He gives the parable of the faithful and unfaithful slaves, the parable of the 10 bridesmaids. Remember, you have to have oil in your lamp. The parable of the talents, of not burying them, but using them. So how do we do that in this Advent season? Well, this is the part that those of you who have been around for any of my 19 years, you hear this every first Sunday of Advent. So here we go. How many of us remember who forgot to send us a Christmas card last year? Probably none of us. How many of us remember the strand of lights that we forgot to put up in our house or outside our condo or apartment or house last year? Probably none of us. How many of us remember who we forgot to buy a Christmas present for last year? Probably none of us. Not that all and any of those things are wonderful, but they are not the essence of all of this season. We're going to spend 4 Sundays with successive candles talking about hope, peace, joy, and love. And that is what this season is about us to experience, and that is what this season is about for us to share with others. The moment that all of those Christmas preparations start to steal away your hope, your joy, your peace, or your love, you need to put the Christmas list down and think of that video and be grateful for what we are and what we have, and so that we might be able to share that with other people. The message of the angels to all of these people in the Christmas story we hear about is consistent. Stop worrying. So let's stop worrying. Why? Because it always gets done. It always gets done. There is a great line from a movie that's called The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. I don't know if you've seen it. It's not a great movie, but there's a classic line that Judi Dench, I think, says. And she says this, "Everything will be all right in the end. And if it's not all right yet, then it's not the end." I think we can adapt that to this season of year for us. Everything that needs to get done will be done in the end, so that if it doesn't get done, maybe it didn't need to get done. We can be the people who bring hope to our community at this time. So I urge us. You drive onto that lot at the mall or the Publix or, God forbid, the Boys or Costco. You be the one who gives preference to that other person and let them have that close-up parking spot. It might just turn their day around. You be the one that in that store to these clerks and salespeople who are so hassled and mistreated by so many people this time of year, let us be the ones that smiles and says a nice, kind word to them. Thank you for being here today. These are small things, but they can be just the things that enable us not only to feel that hope by giving it, but perhaps helping others to experience that hope, that joy, that peace, that love that this season is meant to be. Amen.